There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, we're back from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is the 2015 edition, which is the 12th edition also at the same time. It was funny, Brent Vinat was kept botching that up last night on the Freedom Fiends, the late night overnight show that happens here from 1 to 3 in the morning.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It was 2015.
I don't think he was on anything. It's just a little confusing talking about.
I just said it was 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, but there are a lot of people who are on something or other at 3 o'clock in the morning at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which is why the Freedom Fiends is such an interesting show. And it's one of the reasons why. Anyway, it was funny because he kept calling it the 15th annual or the 2012. Actually, he kept saying it was 2012 because it's the 12th annual Porcupine Freedom Festival. And we've had the pleasure of being here since 2007, broadcasting every single night from this event. Lenore Skenazy?
No, it rhymes with crazy.
So sorry, Skenazy. Skenazy is with us. We've been botching it for years. How many years have you been running the Free Range Kids blog at freerangekids.com?
Ah, thank you for that. I started right after I let my son ride the subway, which is 2008.
And he was 9 at that time.
By the time I wrote the blog, he was 10.
He was 10. And how old is he now?
He's 17. He's, like, cooked. In a nice way, not baked. Right.
So he made it. He made it all the way to 17 without being abducted, molested, kidnapped.
So I was trying to explain to him about, like, when running became really popular. And remember, it was Jim Fix wrote that book on running. Do you guys remember that?
I don't remember the book, but I do
know that. He wrote running, and it was like everybody had to run except me. And run. They're all running. And then, as I explained to Izzy, I said, and then he dropped dead of a heart attack. And Izzy said, wow, that would be like me getting abducted. Which is true.
Very unlikely. You were talking about worst first thinking earlier.
Yes.
You just barely mentioned it, and you didn't get a chance to explain yourself.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, I think I know exactly what you're talking about, but what does that mean for our listeners who might be new?
Okay, well, it's a phrase I'm trying to popularize, but it might not work, so maybe I have another phrase up my sleeve, which I do. But worst first thinking is coming up with the worst case scenario possible first. And then proceeding as if it's
likely
to happen.
Even though it's the least likely.
Even if it's the least likely. It could be wildly implausible. Let me give you an example. In New Jersey, a mom was arrested for letting her kid wait in the car. He was 18 months old. For everyone agrees it was between 5 and 10 minutes while she went into the mall.
Okay.
And she was found guilty of child abuse and neglect and put on the child abuse and neglect registry. Did you know that every state has one?
No, I didn't.
They do.
Really?
They do. Yes.
Who checks the child abuse?
Well, try to get a job as a teacher or a nurse or a daycare worker. You won't, and that woman won't. So, anyways, she appealed. And she said, I wasn't putting him in danger, and I love my son more than you do, being the state. And I knew that it was a safe neighborhood, and in fact, the only person who was worried about him, you know, who accosted us was you, the state.
Yep.
There were three judges on the appellate panel, and their response was, what?
I don't know.
Upheld.
Upheld. She was still guilty, and the reason they gave in writing was that we need not list all the horribles. They used that as a noun, which is already bad. We need not list all the horribles that could have attended this unwatched child. So basically they're saying because we could imagine something bad happening to the kid, no matter how outlandish and unlikely, you are guilty because we're imagining terrible things and you're not.
Right. I mean, you know, at some point, this you're just never going to go outside. Of course, most of the accidents occur in the home.
Most of the accidents occur driving to the mall or anywhere. The number one way kids die is as passengers in cars. And so why don't we arrest everybody who puts their kid in a car while it's moving? I mean, they don't put them in while it's moving, but then they move. But somehow we're arresting the parents who stop the car and go and run an errand. It's absolutely illogical.
And I remember, I mean, you know, I imagine that I'm speaking for a lot of people my age and older when I say, I know at 7 years old, like I remember the conversation I was having with a friend about being seven and where we were and what we were doing. And we were on bikes away from our parents.
Uh-huh.
I would go to the next street over.
Mm-hmm.
On what we called the busy street, which wasn't terribly busy, but I was supposed to walk my bike, and I did that about four or five times before I, you know, continued to ride my bike. And it, You know, like,
and you ended up in prison.
There you go.
Really? Your parents ended up in prison. Oh, no, they didn't, because it was before the hysteria.
Well, no,
that
he really did go to prison.
Oh, I believe.
But it has nothing to do with riding bikes.
Right.
Then I don't want to know.
I'm just saying, maybe if you were more babied and overprotected when you were a kid, you never would have turned into a bad kid.
It's like trying to predict the future. But every kid did this, and they didn't end up where I ended up. So that's like people are remembering.
And
of course,
the parents didn't end up in prison. I mean, that's the amazing thing. I was just gathering these stories today. I mean, you know, like the mother who let her 7-year-old in Florida walk to the park. Somebody sees them walking by. They call 911, and the mom is picked up and thrown in jail. Actually, she wasn't thrown in jail. She was taken to jail for 7 hours. But then, of course, there's the mother I publicized last summer in South Carolina, Deborah Harrell. She's working at McDonald's. Her daughter comes with her every day and plays on the computer. The computer gets stolen. So the daughter says, can I go instead to this fun, wonderful, popular sprinkler park instead? Kid goes there 3 days in a row. The third day, a lady says, where's your mother? She's working. Oh, my God, we can't have that 9-year-old girl. And the police are called, and the mother is thrown in prison.
Wow.
And the daughter was taken away from her for 17 days. Or the case I put on the blog a week ago, where a mom and dad are normally home when their 11-year-old son gets home. And this time they weren't, because they were held up in traffic. Not held up by a gun, but just slow. Getting home, 90 minutes, the kid is in the backyard playing basketball. Somebody sees him, calls the police, puts the kid in the cop car, and when the parents do arrive, the parents are taken and they are thrown in jail. And then, because now both parents are in jail, the children are taken away from them and put into custody.
Now latchkey kids are illegal, essentially.
Well, if the, here's
depends
what the
on where.
Here's what the charge was against them, that they had, that this child had had to endure the unspeakable atrocity of 90 minutes without a snack, water, shelter, or a bathroom. And in fact, he had a snack. He just happened to have eaten it. There was a hose there.
Hose.
There was a shelter there in terms
shed.
Of a shed. But he didn't have a bathroom for 90 minutes, which basically, if you take the AP chemistry test, you don't have the bathroom for 90 minutes either. You take
right.
the SATs. You can't go to the bathroom for 90 minutes
he
either.
He probably knows his neighbors. I mean, I would should hope. And there's probably a bathroom over there.
There's probably a bathroom over there. And if not, you can hold it in.
Of course, the neighbors will get you.
Lenore, Baltimore, Chicago, New York, these are some of the places where I've seen these stories that you're talking about
right.
happening,
mm-hmm.
reading over at freerangekids.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that you think is more of a city-based problem,
no.
or do you get stories from, you know, the middle of nowhere?
Absolutely
well?
Nowhere. So the story I was about to tell you before we went to break took place in a town of 7,000. A mom
wow.
was driving her 2-year-old to the beach, realized, oh, my God, I forgot the life vest. So she parks the car. She runs into it was she runs a store. So it was in the back of her store.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't even stop to talk to anybody. She goes, I gotta get the life vest. And she runs back out. It was possibly it was either 2 or 3 minutes that she was gone. And once again, there's a cop. And in terms of we were talking about this before the break, the cop said to her, "You left your kid here unattended." She's like, "Well, I thought he'd be fine." And it's like the cop said, well, I would never do that. I would never even let my kid wait in my own driveway. And the lady said, well, what about if, like, you forgot the keys or something? And he said, no, never. And
it's crazy.
It is crazy. And what's particularly appalling is not just the fact that nothing is going to happen in 2 minutes, but just because you wouldn't do it doesn't mean it's illegal for me to do it.
Just because your values are different shouldn't mean
or
that...
Or your parenting practices.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no parent who thinks the other parent is doing it right, even in a
That's
family.
That's exactly right. Right. This is they're like raptors, visceral raptors going after each other on these issues. I hear the ladies talking when it comes to the the parenting thing. It's just
not
amazing.
Not just the ladies. That was a cop. That was a guy.
I gotcha.
You know?
No doubt. These are the ones I hear. I'm probably the worst
You're probably
parent.
Probably stalking.
Worst father in America.
Well, what kind of support do these parents get? I mean, because it seems
in
like...
In terms
it
of what?
Be, well, so you probably talk to a lot of these people
yeah.
personally when you're investigating these cases. Do they find that when they're targeted for this kind of aggression by the state agents that
mm-hmm.
supporters come out of the woodwork?
It's half and half.
But as I would figure, yeah.
And even on my own blog, people will sometimes come up with... It's the same kind of outlandish ideas, like, well, something bad could have happened. It's like, well, something bad could happen in any situation. Your kid can fall down the stairs in your house. Should we illegalize stairs? I mean, if you're going to go with the idea that something bad could happen, even if it's extraordinarily remote and unlikely, then nothing is safe enough. Sitting
mm-hmm.
on this chair, I could fall off. There could
wood
be a
stoves in New Hampshire. These things, you've got these items that we, you know, these pieces of metal that get all hot.
Right. Scary.
Yeah.
Lenore Skenazy, thank you. for coming on
to
Free
you.
Talk Live. It's been an absolute pleasure. I've been looking forward to talking with you. And so thanks for coming to Porkfest.
Very cool. I'm enjoying Porkfest.
And you're speaking again tomorrow, so it's not too late for our listeners to get up here and catch you again here
yeah, hurry
at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We'll come back with more great guests in moments. Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All loans subject to OneDeck score approval must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. back to more of Free Talk Live at the 2015 episode of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about this excellent event and get up here. It's not too late for you to join us. You can join us in the studio. We do the show every single night live from Porkfest. And in addition to that, there's so much more that you can do around the campground. I've got the schedule, the physical schedule, here in front of me to sort of give you some idea of what's going on. But the Tuesday schedule, I think, is kind of messed up. Oh, no, it's good. We're good on Tuesday here. Tuesday, what's happening tomorrow at Porkfest? Just in the morning, you want to get your meditation on. That's going to be happening. Our friend Ernie Hancock from Declare Your Independence is going to be bright and early, starting things out at 9 a.m. There's dancing, fitness. There's Pork Family Connection meet and greet. So yet another chance for family folks to meet one another. Jeffrey Tucker speaking about what education could look like without the state. And
what could an education look like without the state? It's a good question.
Now, what I'm looking for on this official schedule is the Alt Expo schedule. I'm not seeing it obviously here. And we've got Nick Ford with us from the Alt Expo at altexpo.org. Is the website still there?
Yeah, that's the site, although it's still a bit under construction. But basically we're intermeshed with the normal schedule, so we're like within the system or whatever.
Alt Expo isn't an alternative any longer.
Yes, we actually are creating Alt Expo like next year.
For real?
So,
all right,
well, not really. No, okay. I'm joking.
I want to talk about what Alt Expo is first,
sure.
But I want to let our listeners know that we are finally officially in a relationship with Purse. And
we're so happy.
Really happy about this. This is definitely an advertiser I can get behind with a full endorsement. I've used their service multiple times before they ever signed on with Free Talk Live. Their CEO actually is a listener of Free Talk Live. He heard us talking about Purse, and he reached out to me and said, hey, you know, can we work something out? What can we do to help? That kind of thing. And now they're officially on board as a sponsor of Free Talk Live. And you can save up to 25% off of Amazon purchases or more, depending on how many transactions you've done on Purse. You kind of increase your amount. But
people tend to tune out of radio ads, but consider you can save 25% off of every purchase that you make off of Amazon if you want to.
That's a big deal. This is not like some sort of deal with strings attached where you've got to jump through some crazy hoops or whatever and to get a chance at saving 25% off.
You got to get some Bitcoin.
It's true. You have to have Bitcoin. You can't do this any other way. You must have Bitcoin to get up to 25% off at Amazon. This is the killer app for Bitcoin. People have been asking, oh, yeah, Bitcoin is a cool idea, but why should I spend it? What's the incentive for me to spend the Bitcoin? Well, Purse gives you up to 25% off on anything you add to your Amazon wish list. So whatever you're looking for, we got one of the tech guys in here from Porkfest. You know, they've got all kinds of audiovisual equipment. Need a brand new video camera? 25% off. I mean, you can't get discounts like that anywhere unless it's a closeout. Basically. So this is real. You go to purse.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to the Purse website. It's through our affiliate link. So Free Talk Live gets a very, very small commission from the amounts that, you know, that you spend. And obviously one of the concerns people might have, Mark, is, well, what about Free Talk Live's Amazon? Well, how does this affect that? Well, this actually will essentially cannibalize. If all of the people who are buying from Amazon directly through our affiliate link jump over to Purse, it'll cannibalize the check that we get from Amazon. But it's good for our listeners because this is the best option to buy on Amazon. If you've got Bitcoin, you get up to 25% off at Purse.
Yeah, our commission from...
It's a fraction of Amazon's.
It's a fraction of Amazon's, but I want Bitcoin to be used.
Right.
And also,
I want our listeners to get a good deal, too.
Once you go and sign up at purse.freetalklive.com, we get credit for every one of the purchases. So it's not you don't have to remember to go through shop.freetalklive.com
for
your Amazon purchases. Plus, you can set mom, your sister, you know, your brother, you know, whoever else up with this account. help them save money, and because you went through purse.freetalklive.com, we get credit for that too.
That's
so we could
point.
Really expand things.
It could
here.
Build a little bit further, maybe. I mean, either way, it's the right thing to do to bring Purse on as a sponsor, because it's an awesome service and it works. I've done it multiple times and I intend to continue to do so. In fact, I'm going to get a router from Purse here coming up next. So purse.freetalklive.com, go and get signed up and take advantage of this, because it's an awesome deal. Nick Ford is with us here, one of the organizers of the Alt Expo, which started years ago when there were some folks in the Free State Project, the movement of liberty lovers coming to New Hampshire to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, who were not so, I guess, pleased with the variety of topics that were being offered at a, was it Pork Fest when it started?
It was Liberty Forum,
which is the other event that the Free State Project puts on a yearly basis here. But you guys created your own curriculum. You created your own location, your own tent at Pork Fest.
Yep.
And you created, you know, invited speakers and promoted it separately from the Free State Project.
Yep.
How is it different now? I mean, because it's been several years now.
Definitely, especially with Pork Fest, it's definitely more integrated into what everything else is going on. That started with, especially with David Butler and Christine Butler.
These are the organizers last year,
right, of Pork Fest. And they were very welcoming towards us and gave us a pretty good deal in terms of having our own thing at the Alt Expo Lounge, which was at our own campsites, but also having something with the main event. So we're doing that again this year.
You have two locations?
Yes, so we have two locations. One is in the Atlas Society tent, and then the other is at the Alt Expo Lounge, which is RV Site 93.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of extra events that couldn't fit there. Or, for example, on Friday, Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, the setup is going to take, like, is basically all day. So we're going to be at the Expo Lounge almost all day on Friday, except from like 12 to 1 when Jack Shimmick, the guy who basically created Alt Expo, is going to be doing an introduction to the new libertarian lexicon and kind of introducing the alternatives exposition, which is Alt Expo.
What are some featured speakers that you guys are excited about sharing with folks this year at Alt Expo?
We have Chris Haynes. He's going to be talking about tiny homes.
People love that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we get all kinds of clicks on links when we put tiny homes stuff up on Facebook.freetalklive.com.
We're gonna have our annual tradition of having a polyamory 101 talk, sort of an alternative form of relationship where multiple people involved, but they all know and they're all consenting and stuff like that. We're gonna have a talk about permaculture tomorrow. On Wednesday, I'm very excited that Paige Peterson is going to be talking about Mesh Networking 101.
Oh, she's back. Okay.
Yes. So she's going to be talking about Mesh Networking. We're not going to have a 201 thing, or at least not formally. And then
every day for how many hours a day is Alt Expo loaded up with stuff for people to see?
It's basically in the Atlas Society tent. We're going to usually be there from 1 to 5. Some days we're going to be 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
5
yes.
p.m. Okay.
Sometimes 6 because there's just not anything going on in the tent, so we just have more time.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually the Expo Lounge will kick in when, with the exception of today, because today's early, we didn't get a lot of people for today. But on most of the days, we'll have like Expo Lounge speakers from like 5 to 7, like the Think Penguin people who do Linux stuff. They talk about how to integrate Linux. They're going to have a talk from 6 to 7 on Tuesday, I believe. So.
Nick Ford from Alt Expo, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. It's altexpo.org for schedules and things like that.
Yes, you can also, I recommend the Facebook event more so, because that's more up to date.
Okay, thank you for that. Alt Expo, it happens here. And this is one of the cool aspects about the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is self-starters, people who see a gap. They see that there's a demand for certain information, they just create it rather than begging for permission to do it from the man, in this case the man being the Free State Project. 855-450-FREE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX, that's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest 2015, the 12th annual edition of this awesome week of fun in the woods in northern New Hampshire. I hear there might be a few ticks around. Thank goodness, have not had an experience with one yet. Generally, though, the premises are fairly bug-free, all things considered. I mean, the Rogers Campground for years has been relatively mosquito-free compared to some of the more...
Every place else I experience. In New Hampshire.
Right, woodsy areas in New Hampshire. So, you know, it's actually relatively comfortable here. I can't say I've really even been bothered at all by the little beasties.
I've had a little bit of, you know, dealing with the mosquitoes, but not too much. Like I said, nothing yeah. compared to the rest of the state. But for me, it's the view. I think that this is among the handful of best views I've ever had in my life, and it may be the best one I've ever seen. To be able to see the presidential mountains here in the White Mountain.
Presidential
is that
Mountain
what these
Range.
Are? Yeah, okay. This is like Washington, Jefferson, Madison,
gotcha.
Some other, you know, guy. And
I'd rather look at them as mountains than
they are beautiful
pictures
mountains.
Of people.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And they're incredible to look at. And just, you know, you get up in the morning and you're sort of wandering around, you know, you're doing your day thing, and then wham, there's that view. It's incredible.
It really is. But the best part isn't the view to me, Mark. It's the people that are here. And I want to continue. We'll talk to some more of the interesting folks here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. One of the people you can meet while here is the creator of Quantum Vibe. Now, I don't know if he's here yet.
I haven't seen him yet.
I haven't seen him yet.
Yep.
I don't even know if they've got the booth set up yet. I've walked around a little bit. I didn't notice it.
Site 27, I swear.
But yeah, Quantum Vibe, the folks who made that comic are going to be here. The guys from Big Head Press. Now, it's the Liberty-themed epic sci-fi webcomic story, and it's finally concluded, Quantum Vibe. Volume 3 of the series will be available apparently the last day of June, so coming very soon. This is the graphic novel version of what was originally released as an online
webcomic,
so now you can have it in print form.
It's better that way.
It's really nice. I've seen these things. They actually, the folks from Quantum Vibe sent me some of their comics when I was in jail for civil disobedience, and it was super interesting to read them. But the advanced autographed copies can be purchased directly from the Big Head Press website. So you can go actually right here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well and stop by Site 27. Venus 23, Quantum Vibe, is going to be launched. It actually was launched very recently. It's an all-new story set in the same fictional universe with new characters and some familiar ones. Check it out at quantumvibe.com. And if you're at Porkfest, stop by Site 27 and say hello to the guys from Big Head Press. Again, that's quantumvibe.com. As we continue here, we go to our third microphone, where Matthias von Gutenberg is with us. Hey, Matthias.
Hey, Ian. How are you?
It's great to have you on Free Talk Live. We couldn't decide before we went on the air whether you've actually been behind a microphone here on Free Talk Live, but you've been behind a microphone before. I know I've heard you on the Rebel Love Show. I've heard you on Seditious Sirens
indeed.
As well. So
indeed.
You have made the...
Are you a Seditious Siren?
I can play the role.
Okay.
And maybe he will be at Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party coming up on Friday. But welcome. You've been in New Hampshire now, what, 2 years?
Yeah, going on 2 years. It'll be 2 years in August.
How's it feel?
Wow, it doesn't feel like 2 years. It feels like more than 2 years. It feels like I've spent a big kind of part of my life here already.
The Shire almost. Time, as it is
the
called.
The Shire time relativity dilation, yeah.
Where it seems longer than it actually was. Now, it's funny because you and I actually happen to go to the same high school together, just in different generations, sort of.
So you didn't go together. You went to the same high school.
Well, right. Exactly.
Correct.
But he sounds smart, and you don't. This was the Pine View School, the school where they sent all the geniuses.
Yeah, the school for the gifted.
It's amazing the quantity of geniuses that Sarasota, Florida has.
Are you being facetious?
Yes, it is. Yes, I absolutely am being facetious. The fact is that the 5% of the population goes is like geniuses, and how could that be when geniuses are 2% of the population?
I don't know what defines a genius, so don't ask me.
IQ threshold, according to that school.
Well, that's right. Yeah, there's some arbitrary number they've selected, and they test people based on like putting square pegs in round holes or something like that. I vaguely recall the test that I took to get into this school, but it's a government-run school, and well, anyway, that's just an aside. It's just the three of us at the table were all born and raised basically in the same area.
I didn't go to the smart people school.
Hey, well, I switched. I quit the smart people school.
So did I, actually.
They were all Marxists and Keynesians.
Is that why you quit?
Well,
and where'd you go to the government
there's
school?
There's different reasons. I did go to the government school.
You found all the libertarians at Sarasota High?
No, I didn't, in fact. I found racial tension, and I found,
right,
different problems.
Right.
But
So, welcome to Free Talk Live. You were one of the speakers today at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. On which topics were you speaking?
Today I spoke on Bitcoin and Austrian economics. I wanted to kind of discuss the marriage of those concepts. I feel like people from the tech and the crypto crowd don't necessarily get the understanding of economic principles. And I feel like likewise certain Austrian economists or certain economists looking at Bitcoin today don't necessarily understand the value of the open source programming, of the peer-to-peer networking, and so on and so forth. It's just mm-hmm. another, like World of Warcraft gold, or it's just some kind of, abstract entity or digital token
to
them.
It's more than just money, right? That's what you're saying here. Bitcoin, when you're presenting it to the average person, the subtleties, the beauty of the decentralized system, those might be lost on somebody to whom you're saying, well, you can send money to anyone anywhere in the world for next to nothing. I mean, that's sort of my street pitch for Bitcoin, because for a lot of people, that's what's valuable about it. For instance, sending money internationally, Bitcoin will save people huge amounts of money who are doing that. So there's all kinds of just regular money-based reasons to use Bitcoin. But you're talking about a little more detail.
Well, that wasn't quite, you know, I discussed the kind of crypto 2.0 or Bitcoin 2.0 applications that are possible. I kind of gave them a little bit of cursory treatment. But I wanted to present Bitcoin just natively as the best payment system that we've ever discovered / invented. I wanted to have Bitcoin enter the arena as a currency. You know, we can talk about the other things that will happen in the future and how it will, you know, land titles and registry and deeds and whatever, but I just wanted to present it as a currency so I could show that, you know, this is the Rothbardian money we've been looking for type of thing.
Yeah, that's really interesting when you say it's the best currency ever created, because I think that is inarguably a true statement. And people want to be skeptical about it. One of the first things they want to say about Bitcoin is, isn't it a pyramid scheme? And like, you know what a pyramid scheme is? I mean, look.
Right.
It doesn't fit any of those definitions. And it absolutely is. It's the best money that has ever been created.
And then the second talk that I did was looking at stages of libertarianism from kind of an evolution perspective or a perspective of maturation.
Starting when? Like, are we talking about a history of libertarianism or the stage for the individual?
The stage for the individual.
Okay.
So, you know, I've lived in the Shire for a couple of years, and I'd been studying libertarianism and economics and Bitcoin and stuff kind of before that, and I'd consider myself, you know, rather knowledgeable and understanding of some of the different arguments or some of the different thinkers or some of the different nuances or perspectives or whatever, and I had some advanced treatment of some of these topics, you could say. And then I go to, you know, certain other places, certain other libertarian venues, and they're all kind of like level zero, level one libertarians.
How many levels have you determined that there are?
It was just an arbitrary number, but I know I used about 40, you know, when we were...
Really?
Well, not 40 individual. I was just kind of giving an explanation of like, you know, if you're in the kind of political or minarchist kind of stage, then you're between 0 and 10. And if you're moving to anarchy, you're between 11 and 20. And if you're moving to agorism, you're, you know, there's a kind of advancement. And I talked a bit about crypto-anarchy as the kind of pinnacle of what's the best way to think about liberty, the best way to try to achieve liberty, the way that's not wasting your time chasing political action or chasing, you know, changing the hearts and minds of 100 million TV watchers of middle America. Mm. Or, you know, I
want to know more about that. The crypto-anarchy, what does that even mean? You know, how do you define that to people?
I define it as basically a situation where the government as a formal institution is not just somehow kind of temporarily abolished, but is permanently forbidden and permanently unnecessary.
Crypto anarchy? I mean, this doesn't have anything to do with cryptography. I'm not sure I'm understanding at all.
No, of course, right. So,
first off, my critique is as a very academic sort of guy, I think that you need to understand the danger of the term anarchy, mm-hmm. right? Like the average person hears this thing and it's like, what? I've been told all my life this is bad.
Sure.
It's like saying, here, have a jar of poison.
Right.
And Mateus, can you stay for another segment to talk about
the
stages of libertarianism, which was your speech, one of your two speeches today here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2015 edition, as we continue with a wonderful studio audience here. Thank you for coming out. More Free Talk Live in moments.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
You, me, and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast. Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to work with the government, feed homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space? Sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does, involves killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation. your business and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
I think I've uploaded.
Oh, hey, it's Free Talk Live. There's a show to do. We're live at Pork Fest. We're just talking to the audience here during the break. And
excrement.
There's no, it's true. At some point, excrement will make its appearance at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's one campsite in particular, and I've heard they've actually shut down the campsites in question, but there's this one campsite that over the last few years has had like an overflow issue. I guess the sewage pipe goes through there and something, you know, if there's too much activity on the site, there's a problem on that site. So I guess nobody's allowed to rent that site anymore. That's a rumor I've heard. I don't know if it's true. But, you know, it's one of those things. You run an event one year, you learn from the mistakes, you learn from what happens, and you make a better event this year. And I have to say, Porkfest is doing great so far. It seems like it definitely is on par with last year's attendance thus far, and as usual, there's a bunch of new people who are joining us here. I see a lot of familiar faces, but probably some new people in the room. First timers at Porkfest. How many first time at Porkfest? We've got at least a few people in this room right now. And in a big crowd, whenever you get a, you know, dozens of people watching,
whatever it is, it's fun to ask that question because almost always 50 or 60% of the people who are brand new. So there's this churn, if you will, of new people who come here every single year because the event doesn't double and triple in size year after year. It's been at around 1,500 people over the last 2 or 3 years, and it's as far as attendees. And so, you know, were those first timers continuing to come back, we'd be at 5,000 or 6,000 people. So somebody might look at that and say, well, you know, you guys obviously are failing. You can't bring these people back year after year. Well, I think
that's not the point. The point is to get them to move.
Right. What it is this is so much of an amazing, shocking, kind of life-changing event to be around hundreds of people who love Liberty for an entire week. People, I think, really internalize that, and they realize, I've got to get here, and they start to plan for their move. And, of course, if you're planning to move somewhere, it's probably not the most fiscally wise thing to do to spend a bunch more of your money on visiting the place you're planning to move a bunch more times before you move. At least that's how I would see it. I would be saving up to move. I didn't even go to Porkfest before I moved here.
I went to
Porkfest after having moved to New Hampshire.
Well, I actually moved a month after my first Porkfest.
Excellent. What was it like for you? I mean, coming here, having been a libertarian-minded person down in Florida to experience Porkfest, is that a shock to the system? What happened?
Matthias von Gutenberg.
Thank you for that, Marcus.
Thank you.
Do you have a website, by the way?
Not yet. I'm working on it, actually, personally.
All right. Our listeners will just have to keep listening for you on some of the Manchester-based shows like Rebel Love Show. You make a relatively frequent appearance.
I'm a serial guest. Yeah.
So, yeah, your experience coming to Porkfest.
Well, it was outrageous. It was way different than I expected. You know, I had already done some libertarian venues in the past. You know, I'd gone to the Mises summer thing a couple times, spent a week there. You know, a lot of them are libertarians, anarchists, you know, very intellectual, very sharp. I had spent some time during the Students for Liberty stuff, like the international events and the regional events, and they're kind of socially hip or culturally hip or whatever, but not very rigorous in certain things. And so, you know, by the time I had gone to Porkfest, I had already gone to traveled and done different conferences, and I thought, no, I know what
another
this is about.
Conference.
Another gathering of libertarians, time to school all these newbies and whatever. And this was completely extraordinary. It was completely like totally out of what I expected. I expected some kind of, you know, discussions on, you know, food freedom or whatever, you know, various talks that, you know, that we do have, in fact. But it was a huge push for direct action, for any kind of direct activism, whether if it was parenting or if it was individual secession or if it was Bitcoin or if it was whatever. It was just getting in the mud and actually doing it, building, you know, as Alt Expo, as Nick and Jack would say, building the alternative institutions and getting your hands dirty. You know, John Bush has a similar thing where he talks about building what we need before the state kind of crumbles. And I thought, holy crap, this is way different than people in these suit and ties and conference rooms talking about fractional or, you know, not fractional money or whatever. And it's like there was actually things happening here in a whole gigantic swarming, swirling community of people of different, you know, different shades and different orientations and different belief systems. And they're all coming together, and it's this kind of beautiful mosaic of all these different ideas. But
I
very, but very peaceful, and you know, a very, very energetic and productive
peaceful
crowd.
But yet well armed. Porkfest is probably one of the most well armed events known to man.
Mm-hmm.
Besides a gun show, I mean, I would say after gun shows, Porkfest spread right after that. Stages of libertarianism. You had touched on this earlier in our conversation, but this was one of the speeches you gave today. I wanted to talk about those stages. At which stage were you before Porkfest? Before you came to your first Porcupine Freedom Festival?
Before, I was an anarchist still searching for how to do what I thought needed to be done.
How to get from A to B.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was during my kind of formative years in higher education when I figured out that there's no way to have a state the way that you want it to have it. You either have an unlimited government or you have no government.
So a government is defined as an organization that governs human behavior or something like that. You're going to have governments in the sense of you're going to have organizations with whom you contract. Those organizations, what the differentiation between a state and a government is, the state is an organization that claims a monopoly on government. Right?
Sure. So you'll always have governance and governance structures and things like that. I guess what I meant was a state as a monopoly provider. So you realize that there's no way to limit a monopoly once you've created it, and that kind of dashed my idea for limited government and so forth, and I just kind of was trying to figure out how to approach them.
Would you take limited government over what we have today?
It depends on how large it starts. I mean, you could argue that you could start from Pol Pot or totalitarian Germany and say, okay, from that point on, it's going to be limited.
We don't have Pol Pot and we don't have
that's
Germany,
true.
But you know what we have here in the United States. I mean, the vast majority of people listening and where we stand now is the United States of America. Would you take something that is a constitutional republic over that? Would that be a preference of yours?
Over what we have right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would. I think that would be a move. I think that would be a move towards an advancement. I mean, if I had as Rothbard says, if I had a button that I could push. For him, it's to end the state, but for me, it would be to lower and or to end the state. And I would blister my thumb pushing it. So if I could exchange what we have now for a...
Anything better? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, a significantly smaller government that had better respect for the safeguards put in place and whatever, you know.
Stages of libertarianism, what are they? I mean, obviously you gave a whole speech about this. Can you boil it down for our listeners who were not there?
Sure. I guess I'll try to go through it. At the beginning is the reflection that there's some need for change in the world, that there's not enough liberty, that there's too much oppression, and so people tend to start as kind of
stage zero.
Yeah, kind of the early stage, 0 through 10 kind of thing. Like people are very like restore the republic or go back to the constitution, or they have these kind of inklings of something's not right.
Something's wrong. Something should be done.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you know, essentially they get to a point where they think they want a limited government or some kind of a minarchy. You know, like what Mises suggested or different.
If we could
suggested.
Only bind them with the chains of the constitution.
If only we could get to a night watchman state and hold it there. Mm-hmm. Right. And then at that point,
it really hasn't worked in human history.
It's never worked in human history.
And that stage is what?
Let's just say 10.
10, okay.
And then once you realize that you can't have a night watchman state because it just becomes an unlimited state, any kind of state that you have keeps growing, then eventually you kind of, you know, meander your way to let's just say 20 and you become an anarchist, right?
Or voluntarist.
Voluntarist, you know, private property order, you know, however you want to describe a libertarian, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of complete thing.
Because if you go look up the term anarchy on, say, Wikipedia or, you know, some kind of reference volume, you're going to find a belief system that's entirely different than what you're talking about.
True. And so the anarchy that I'm describing is the theory that holds that all types of formal government structures are unnecessary and undesirable.
Okay. That's level 20.
Yeah, private property order, something like that. And then from there you start thinking about how do I achieve this? How do I get to that place I want to be? And from 20 to 30 is when you start going through the different strategies and trying to figure out, okay, do I take part in politics? Do I try to educate people? Do I try to raise my kids this way?
All of those things in New Hampshire.
Do all those things in New Hampshire, right? Well, part of that is, my opinion, is getting involved with agorism,
mm-hmm.
getting involved with supporting the underground economy, the white, the black and gray markets, obviating the state-regulated markets, right, and building the alternative institutions in that market. And then, but see, the problem with agorism is that it's got to be very small scale, very local, kind of in the shadows.
Agorism meaning what?
Meaning the purchase and sale of goods in the kind of extra legal market, in the black and gray market.
So for me, excluding Bitcoin, which I believe is the agorism jackpot,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Excluding Bitcoin from the conversation, I haven't seen politics do anything to sort of bring us closer to liberty. But at least you can sort of count politicians. Oh, look, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 liberty-oriented politicians
right.
elected in New Hampshire,
easy,
however many that is, right?
Easy to
so
count.
It's nice to count, quantifiable, right? That's
right.
What that means. Whereas with agorism, I have neither seen it be successful nor quantifiable, right? So like some people will say, I grow my own vegetables and eat them, and I don't pay any taxes to the state, and this is a win, and it's no doubt, but I grow my own vegetables too, and you know, knowing what I pay for the extra land rather than being able to rent an apartment in town and then, costs for fencing to keep rabbits out and things like this. I pay significantly more for my vegetables than somebody who goes to the store
sure.
And gets them. And I don't see it as, excluding Bitcoin, which I believe to be the jackpot, the winning app for agorism, I just haven't seen it really sort of do anything.
But that's what I mean. So discovering that agorism is a successful strategy or is in some senses a proper strategy, it's very difficult to do without something like Bitcoin because it's hyper-local and it's got to be in the shadows and you've got to know where it's at.
91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to COG.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius. COG.ninja. Code FTL.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? their thighs.
Shaq Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction on your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.